expensive bodies of knowledge, the science of music, of theology, of philosophy, and so on. Only in the 18th century, after Newton, was it felt that the knowledge gained by observation, experiment, and measurement was somehow different in kind from those other kinds of knowledge, which were essentially ideas and opinions. And it was later still that the term scientist emerged to describe one who spent his life in the pursuit of this special knowledge. Newton's title is important in another sense too, in that it recognises the role of mathematics in natural philosophy, the sense that nature must be an ordered system, that number, regularity and proportion are built into the fabric of the universe, and that mathematics can provide the key to our understanding of it. Naturally, the questions of cause and of design have always lurked behind natural philosophy. If the universe is an ordered system, where has that order come from? Was it put there, and if so, by whom? The story of science has been one of the great intellectual quests of human history, along with the philosophical quest and the religious quest. And that quest, interacting with and then finally diverging from those others, is our theme. Science in ancient civilizations. From the very earliest phase of human history, from the remains left by Paleolithic man tens of thousands of years ago,